May Srinityananda be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Chaitanaga, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karna ocean, the Garbha ocean, the ocean of milk, are disciplinary portions and the portions of disciplinary portions.
Sankarsana Karna Toya Sai, Garbho Dukha Sai, Sapayog Dishai, Sisasta Dushyam Sakala, Samitanam Lakadamama, Saranamana. So, Kaviraj Goswami, after opening his respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and describing the purpose of his incarnation, he is now trying to describe Nityananda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Panchatattva, one after another. First of all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Nityananda Prabhu, then Advaita Prabhu, then Gadadhar, and then Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. He is summarizing the obeisances to the Panchatattva. Now, what is the identification of Nityananda to Rama? Rama, Balaram, and Baladev, Sankarsana. There are so many names of the Baladev. In the Upanishad, it is said, Nāyāmāsmā balahīnena labhya. Self-realization is not possible without being strengthened by the mercy of Balarāma. Sometimes they take it foolishly that without being very strong bodily, nobody can realize self. But that is not the fact. Nāyam ātmā prabhasanena labhya. Nāmi hai, nāmi bhuna asti, no? This is the basic example. That balahinena means without me, favored by Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram. Balaram is Nityananda. That we know by following the footprints of Mahajan. Narottamdas Thakur says, Prajanna Nandana Jevi Shachi Sutta Hoyla says, Balaram Hoyla Nika. Balaram has appeared now as Nityananda. Bala means strength, spiritual strength. And Rama means anger. Iti Rama Pade Nasu, Parabrahma, it is Avidiyat. Rama means Parabrahma. Satyanandi Chidatman. Ramanti Jyogina Anant. Yogi, they are also interested in enjoying life. There are different kinds of yogis. Of all the yogis, the bhakti yogi, that is the best. That is Sevai Krishna. Yoginamapi sarvesam madhugata antarātmaka sadhyāvān hajati yomā kamevistutam. Yogis, there are many yogis, but the bhakti yogi is the best. Because by bhakti yoga only, you can approach the Supreme Consciousness. There is no other. Jnana, karma, and hatha yoga, they can help little, but they are not competent to approach the Supreme Personality. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyanam abhijanati. If you want to know Krishna, then karma, yoga, jnana, these, although they can elevate you to some extent, but you cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead by karma, jnana, yoga. If you want to know Krishna as He is, then you have to accept the path of bhakti yoga. Krishna says personally, bhaktyavamavijanati, javandasyami sattva. And in order to attain this perfection of bhakti yoga, you require strength from Balaram, Shankara. Ramanti yogina ananti, satyanandi siddhatma. Iti Rama Padenasu Param Brahma Vijaya. Rama means to enjoy. So this word Rama is explained in the Shastra that one who is expert in enjoying eternal happiness, he is perfect beauty. Not flickering happiness. Flickering happiness, the yogis are not interested in flickering happiness or material happiness. Material happiness is always flickering, temporary. That is not happiness, but we take it. Real happiness is when we enjoy life with Krishna. Ram. That is real happiness. Ramanti, Yogina, Anant, Satyanant. That is Anant. Anant means unlimited. So, we are seeking after Ananda, Anandamaya Vyasa, by our nature, we want to be very blissful, always happy. That is our nature. And we can possess, revive our nature of eternal happiness, provided we try to get it in this human form of life. There is no difficulty if we follow the path enunciated by grace. Authority, Mahajana Dhena Vata Svapantha. So, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their disciples, they are all Mahajana, great personality. If we follow their principles, then it is very easy. There is no difficulty. But difficulty is that we do not follow. So here it is described that for the material creation, there are three Purusha avatars. Purusha means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purusha sasatam divam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is saying. Purusha avatar. First avatar, Purusha avatar, is Maharishna. Maharishna. The Maharishna is described in the Brahma Samhita जीवंति लोमो विरजा जगदन्न विष्णु महारज इह कला विशेष गोविंद महाभिम महाविष्णु इज क्रिएटिंग एनी वर्ल्ड by breathing. That's why sometimes we breathe and there are some germs, small, we cannot see. In the same way, the universe is in a small, minute form. They are coming out of the breathing of Mahavishnu. That is Karana Prasad. Karana Udok. That is beginning of this. Then all the universe is gradually developed into gigantic form. In the originally it is coming out. We cannot understand. Sometimes we become surprised that how such innumerable universes are being created by a person. So the universe is not so big in the beginning. Just like this body is not so big in the beginning of our body is in the womb of our mother. It is not so big. Very small, minute, and then it becomes just like a pea, and gradually the body develops. The same process is applicable to the universe. In the beginning, we are coming out of the breathing of Karana Purusha Vishnu, and then gradually they are developing. Vrimahanatya, Brihatya, it increases, bread. That Karana Prasadi Vishnu is also Sankarsa. And then, Garbhodasari. The universe has created, then when they develop, then seeing Vishnu, Mahavishnu, enters into each universe. And he creates an ocean that is called Varbhudo ocean. And he lies down there on Sivananda. Then from the matter the lotus star sprouts, and then Lord Brahma is created. Then after many years, he understands how to create in this way the whole creation of New Hathe Tekhara. Brahmhura Sai. And after creation of this universe, then same Vishnu, Vaguru Sai, within this universe, he creates his own Vaikuntha, where there is an ocean of milk. There are different kinds of ocean we learn from Shastra. We have got experience of the salt ocean, but there are many other oceans. There is just like milk ocean, ghee ocean, oil ocean, and sugar ocean. There are various different pond oceans from the Shastra. So, the Mahavishnu, first of all, he enters in into river and Gangodar Sai, then within the river he creates his Vaikuntha and lies down there, Kirodak Sai. This Kirodak Sai Vishnu is approved by the demigods when there is need for maintenance or for subsiding the disturbance by the demons, then Brahma, Lord Shiva and others, they go on the beach of this milk ocean and submit the appeal. Then the answer is given to Brahma and he informs to other demigods. This is the process. You will find this later on. So, Payodhi Sai and Sisha, that is also incarnation of Vishnu. He is sustaining the body of Vishnu in different oceans and he is serving the Lord Vishnu in so many ways. Sajja, asam, sitting place, bed, and upavita, cloth, garment, so many ways he is serving. Now, all these different incarnations of Vishnu is summarized here by Kaviraj Goswami, that all of them are partial expansion of Nityananda. To understand what is Nityananda, to say Prakash Vigraha, Krishna first, then his Prakash Vigraha manifested form, a little difference in bodily feature, but the same, powerful. That is Balaram. And then from Balaram, Sankarsan, Pradhanga, Aniruddha, in this way, Vajrupa expansion, then Narayan, then another powerful expansion, then from that wonderful second manifestation of Sankarsan, all these different Vishnus, Karanotra Sai, Gadbhodra Sai, Kirodhi Sai, in this way expand. Vipasirevati Dhamam Dharam Bhupetya. Just like you take one candle, then you heat up another candle, another candle, another candle. All these candles are equally powerful. But still, the calculation is, Krishna is the first candle, Balaram is the second candle. In this way, Vishnu Taya Vibhati, the expansion of Vishnu, innumerable. Advaita Yachyati Anadi Ananta Rupa. This Kriyodakshaya Vishnu is the person who is situated in everyone, every human being's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutana Riddeshi Arjuna Tishtha. That Ishvara Antajyami, who is existing in everyone's heart, that is Kriyodakshaya Vishnu. Not only within the heart of all living entities, but he is within the account. Annam tapastham paramanam 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 is account. In this way, Vishnu expansion are there. It is impossible for us, but by the grace of Krishna, we can partially understand from the description of these shastras. Otherwise, we cannot imagine how these things can happen. But it happens. We have to accept. Sāstra-chakpuṣyā. We have to see through the pages of sāstra. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, if you want to know Viṣṇu-tattva, if you want to know Krishna, his exalted position, then here are the description of the sāstra, and if we take them as it is, without malinterpretation, without saying any extraordinary intelligence like that, it is not possible. We have to accept. Therefore, the injunction is that you accept the statement of this sāstra. That is Bhagavad Gita also says, the sāstra is nusthijya vartate nāmaka. If you do not follow the description of this sāstra, and if you manufacture something, then nāsiddhīmhāvānati, then you will never get perfection. You have to follow the sāstra. Otherwise, there is no other alternative to understand the exalted position of Krishna, how he expands in different forms, as Vishnu, as Narayana. Sometimes they argue that Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu. That is also true, we'll find in Chaitanya. Truth in this way, that when any incarnation comes, he comes through the Tirodhisai, Vishnu. But Tirodhisai is partial expansion of Vishnu. Subject matter is very intricate, that if you follow this sastra and accept it, then some clear conception we can have. So Nityananda Rama, so this stands for Svanityananda Rama. Nityananda is Balarama, therefore he said Nityananda Akhya Rama. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Rama. I offer my respectful obeisances to Krishna, now appear as Krishna Chaitanya. He is Krishna. Similarly, Nityananda is Balarama. So, Balarama Haila Nityananda. Therefore, it is said here, Nityananda Kyara. He is Rama, Balarama. But at the present moment, he has appeared by the name Nityananda. Thank you very much.